roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, don't forget you can hear all the other War of the Roses and phone scams and dirty works and all that on the Odyssey app. We put it on the podcasting page, so if you missed something, that's where you will find it as we welcome Austin to the show. Hello, Austin.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Chloe.
Okay. And this all started because of another man in her life, Max, correct?
Yeah, you could say that.
So explain who Max is.
Max is our dog.
How is he responsible for all of this?
All right. So Chloe and I, you know, share an apartment, and Jen. And every day, you know, she'll take Max out and go get coffee and take him to dog park, stuff like that. I guess it all started like a couple of weeks ago. Like, I noticed, like, she would spend, you know, a few minutes in the mirror, you know, she would fix her hair. I was like, what? Checking the makeup, and sometimes even changing her outfit, then take the dog to the park.
So she was trying to check her look before going to the dog park?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said she's checking her hair and makeup?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I care about all that, like my hair and makeup, if I'm going to the dog park.
But you said she also goes to get coffee first, right?
Yeah, she gets coffee first, and she takes him to the dog park.
So there's a chance either she's talking to a cute barista who works at the coffee shop, or she's not the only one taking their dog to that park. Maybe she's meeting up with somebody.
That's what I was afraid of. That's
okay. Well, listen, let's put her to the test. What we'll do is we'll call her up. We'll offer her a free pantygram that she can send to somebody, and then you're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And cool. Before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Chloe, please.
Yeah, this is Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. My name's Tracy, and I am calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, you said you were calling from where?
The Victoria's Secret Promotions Department.
Oh, let me guess. It was a semi-annual sale.
No. It's not about that.
Okay, because I get, like, already 50 emails a week about that. So.
I completely understand. But the reason I was calling is because we're starting this really fun holiday promotion soon, and we're asking some of our loyal customers to help us out with it. Anyways, part of the promotion includes a free gift for you to try out, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's called the VS Pantygram. Do you have a minute or two for me to explain it, or are you just way too busy right now?
Oh, no. I mean, if it's a free gift, I have a couple minutes.
Okay, so the VS Pantygram works sort of like a telegram. Have you ever sent someone a telegram before, or like a postcard?
I've sent a postcard, yeah.
Okay, so the pantygram is kind of like sending someone a postcard, but a lot sexier. Basically, you pick the person you want us to send it to, and what we do is send that person a little box with a real pair of lace panties inside. And the cool part is there's a note attached from you, and the note will have a little sexy message saying something like, can't wait to see you tonight, can't stop thinking about you, you know, something really fun like that.
Okay.
So what we'd like to do is give this a test run, but we really need help from our customers. So we're asking if there's anybody you'd like us to send a pantygram to. And like I said, it's not going to cost you anything because you're helping us out. Plus, I mean, listen, your husband, boyfriend, or the guy you're really into will get a kick out of it. Just love it.
No, I got you. Question, though. Do I have to send it to a guy?
Oh, my God. No, of course not. You can send it to whoever you want. We're just trying to surprise that special person in your life in the sexiest way possible.
Okay. No, that sounds cool. So what do you need from me? Like a name or?
A name first, please. And then what message you want to put on the card that comes with it?
So you can put the name as Crystal Lou. And for the message, just say like, you asked, so here you go.
Oh, wow. So is this kind of like a response message?
Yeah, you can say that, I guess.
Okay, I have to know. So what was the question? I'm so curious.
The What?
Oh, the question. You said she asked you something, so I was just kind of wondering what it was.
No, I mean, that's kind of personal, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Totally get you. Not my business. Sorry. Sometimes my curiosity gets the best of me.
Is it any of my business? Chloe?
Hello?
Yeah, is it any of my business? Because, you know, I mean, I am your boyfriend, you know?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, what are you doing on the phone right now?
Hey, Chloe, listen, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on War of the Roses.
Okay.
So did you want to explain who Crystal is, or... Oh, okay, so I guess that's a no then. Austin, do you know who this person is? Do you know anybody named Crystal?
No, not that I could think of, no.
Sure would like to know what that message meant.
Yeah, man, that makes two of us, man.
Yeah.
Listen, at least you did the right thing. You didn't jump in too early and interrupt before she had a chance to explain it. I mean, nobody can be mad at you for doing that.
Yeah, that's true. Usually people interrupt too early and then we never get to find out. But I think your girlfriend owes you an explanation here, man.
I guess there's going to be, you know, an interesting conversation later, you know, when she gets on.